You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
10:35. Jy kyk aan by Michelle by Casey at work. Maar nou eers het ek 'n baie belangrike gasie voor my en ek sien baie uit na ons gesels hier saam en dit is the business preacher Bevan Jacobs. Hartlike goeiemôre.
Baie dankie, goeiemôre aan jou en die luisteraars. Dankie dat julle my het.
Baie welkom. Hy selfs kennis in die radio hoor ek, so ja. Ek moet my mooi hanteer hier achter die microfoon vandag voor hom. Bevan, my first question to you is, what inspired you to merge spiritually and business? And how do you believe this unique approach can benefit entrepreneurs and business leaders?
So for me, I'm going to speak in between Engels and Afrikaans, so it's rough. Mengels.
Mengel.
So for me, it was important when I came to find out what is the true reason why we should be entrepreneurs and business people. It is a fundamental spiritual calling for us to serve and change the society. When I came to know that, yay, business is not all about making money. I was in the business at first for the wrong reason, because ek het gedink, oh, ek gaat gauw een miljonair raak, ja. En al die dinge, tot ek regtig kom leren waar oor bezigheid gaan. So I came to find out the principalities, the spiritual principalities about business and what it actually is, and why we carry the gift of entrepreneurs that is to truly change people's life. And I also came to find out that in the Bible, there is tips and tools and spiritual fundamentals that we can use to apply in us as persons, as entrepreneurs, you know, how to deal with your staff, how to speak to people, how to speak to customers, all of this type of things. And I thought, net daar het die Here saam met my gepraat en my gesê, luister hier, I want to use your life as a living sacrifice to go into the marketplace and to not only preach the gospel to entrepreneurs, but also make them realize that they can do business God's way.
Sure. Now, many people struggle to balance their personal values with the demands of running a successful business. So how do you advise your audience to stay true to their values while still achieving their business goals?
Very interesting questions, because at the end of the day, if you know who you are, you won't be able to compromise within the business world. I think business world is a very demanding space. It's a space where you easily can be tempted to give in to things that you are. You are not that person. It's easily for somebody to come to you and tell you, listen here, here's a tender for you. Do X, Y, Z, we're going to give it to you. But if you stay true to who yourself are, who you are as a person, the values, die waardes wat jou ouers vir jou geleer het, ja, van 'n klein tyd af, en jy wyk nie af van dit af nie, sal jy 'n waardevolle entrepreneur bly, en jy sal staan op jou persoonlike waardes, and actually, you can carry that values over into your entrepreneurial journey.
You've worked with numerous businesses and entrepreneurs over the years, so what do you believe is the most common mistake people make when trying to grow their businesses, and how can they avoid it?
For one of the first things is people, the common mistake that all of us do, we go into business because we want to make money. The second thing is we don't learn from our mistakes. Yeah. Some of us have never learned from our mistakes. I think we need to, the best thing that you can do is you need to learn from your mistake. Don't go into business to make money. Go into business to change people's life, to change people's problems, to solve situations, to solve problems. The third thing is, learn from other people's mistakes. There's so many people that openly speak about their failures. They openly speak about it. My opa altyd gesê, the best way we can learn is van ander mense se foute af. That's the best way that you can learn. Stay spiritual, stay true to yourself, and at the end of the day, always make sure that you understand that there is a higher power. There's a power above yourself, that what you had, the gifts what you had, the abilities what you had, the talents that you had is coming from God. And one of the mistakes that we do is that we forget that we are in one with God. The Bible says that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Wanneer jy verdruk voel in jou besigheid, wanneer jy verdruk voel in wat jy moet doen, as jy verdruk voel in jou finansiële beplanning, in jou bemarkingbeplanning, know that God is in it. God is with you. It is here that, in the first place, gave you that very gift and that very dream. Be one with God. Never make that mistake not to be one. I've walked into companies, I've sat down with entrepreneurs coming for advice, en ek luister sommige kere, dan krijg ek so'n stille, denk ek, my vriend, die ding wat jy vir my hier sê, is actually nie a problem. You know, not to judge you, but I'm thinking for you, it sounds like a problem. Is you can just realize the power within you, and the power that you have, and it is vested in you through the power of God. You will see that your problem, a baie klein problem is.
Lemons are tuned in.
Thank you so much.
Say hello, Dor.
Hello, my layman couple. Such an amazing couple. Such an awesome entrepreneurial couple. Yeah. And they are definitely going to change the world with what they're doing. I know that.
And then I want to ask you, how do you think businesses can prioritize social responsibility and giving back to their communities while still maintaining profitability?
I'm not in it when it comes to promoting a handout mentality. I'm against that by all means. I think what businesses should do is to create more sustainable programs and things that they can give back to the community. For example, if you have a program within your business where you can create a job for somebody, or help somebody to become an entrepreneur, that way you help. I think we as business people and entrepreneurs, with all due respect, should move away with the soup kitchen mentality. We should move away from the giving mentality. It's rather, leer iemand hoe om 'n vis te vang.
Ja.
Zodat hij dat voor hemzelf kan vangen. Move into that space where we do more skills development, more financial education to our people, more educate our people to the things that really matters, so that they be able to look after themselves. The real sustainability that we can give back to the community is by teaching them how to take care of themselves.
Ek hoor wat jy sê, en dan, dit laat ook 'n persoon meer waardig voel teenoor homself.
Yes.
En om te weet, ek het gewerk vir hierdie geldjie wat ek nou verdien, en ek kan dit doen.
Yes.
Soos wat jy sê, ja, as jy net heeltyd gaan gee, daai persoon gaan nooit opgelig word uit daai omstandighede uit.
En hulle gaan nie dit waardeer, Michelle, ek dink jy kan nou in jou kar klim, maar hy, even net in Peren, jy gaan kyk na projekte waar mense dit net gekry het. Ek wil nou nie sê amal, dan sal jy sê die projekte het platgeval, because die mense in het verstaan nie redag die waarde van dit nie. Maar as jy vir hulle leer om het self te kom tot waar jy is, dan gaan hulle die waarde verstaan. That way you also, like you say, are going to teach people how to be self-reliant, self-independent, and they're going to feel more worth of a person.
Ja, en dit draai jy weer terug na jou kinders toe.
Exactly.
Dit word 'n hele ketting reaksie.
Exactly.
Ek wil vir jou vra dan, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out in business and maybe feeling overwhelmed or uncertain about their path forward?
It's imperative or it's van kardinale belang dat jy moet deur hy spasie gaan, dat jy bietjie verdruk voel. As jy sommige keer 'n bietjie verdruk voel, dan moet jy weet jy is op die regte pad. Verstaan, as jou besigheid, as jou droom nie vir jou bang maak nie, dan is dit nie iets om huis toe te skryf. Jou droom, moet ek het soveel drome wat my so bang maak.
Ja.
Ek het iets wat die naweek afkom, het maak my so bang. You understand? Nie bang omdat ek bang is om het te doen nie, but wow, this can be so big. You understand? Yes. And you have to go through that. My advice is, when you go through that moment where it seems like the adversity wants to overcome you, pull yourself towards yourself. Pray. And like we said earlier on, off air, allow yourself to make mistakes.
Yes.
Learn from it. Grow from it. Ons moet opbou om perfect te wees.
Ja.
Perfection doesn't exist.
Ja.
So sometimes we as entrepreneurs, ons druk te veel om, we have to have the perfect marketing plan, the perfect client. We have to get that investment. 150 mense gaan vir jou nee sê, maar as jy kom by 151ste persoon, dan sê die persoon vir jou ja. Maar jy moet deur al die nee's gaan.
Yes.
Om die ja te kry. So, hou aan met die verdrukking, it's part of it, solank jy nie deur die proses opgee nie. En weet, daar is soveel ander mense wat na jou kyk, op na jou kyk, en wat moed skep in die ambisie wat jy het, wat moed skep in die bietjie krag wat jy het om aan te gaan. Sommige kere voel dat jy is alleen, because sukses, as jy na sukses toe gaan, voel dat jy is alleen, sy nie. En sommige keer moet jy alleen, is because you have to know yourself, you have to come in one accordance with God, His Holy Spirit, and where He's leading you into. You will not be able to, jy kan nie clearly hoor na yourself en to the higher power if you are not alone, if you're surrounded with noise. Sometimes you need to get yourself out of that noise.
Yeah.
And it's in that space where you feel overwhelmed. It's the best place to be sometimes.
En ek denk ook, partykeer soos jy sê, jy gaan al hierdie nees op jou pad kry, en al is dit nie daai een persoon, al sê een persoon, ek glo in jou, gaan vir dit, dan gaan jy vir dit. En glo in jouself ook, en moet nie laat mense jou in daai boksie plaas nie. Dit is mense is ons gelyk om dit te doen. om jou in die boksie te plaas.
Ja, yes, my boksie te plaas. Jy moet nie in 'n boks lewe.
Nee.
Moenie don't even think out of the box. Because why are you in the box in the first place?
Presies.
En ek dink die ander dag toe remind ek een van my seuns te sê ek vir hom dat you know die ander ding wat ons ook moet nie doen nie. Ons moet seker maak dat ons nie kompeteer met ander mense nie.
Ja.
Competition, it's not always a good thing. Your biggest competition should be you. Because the problem with competition is sometimes competition can turn out into you competing for the wrong reason. And then it creates other things such as jealousy. And now competing with Michelle.
Ja.
Michelle kom nou, oh, daar maak Michelle like kantoor oop. Van daar het Michelle 4 nieuwe bakjes van haar bezigheid gekoop. Nou, draai die competitie wat ek het in jaloesie. En van jaloesie af krijg ik alle type ziektes. Ik krijg high blood pressure, I'm stressed, and I'm only focused on my competition and not realizing my own value.
Ja.
Your biggest competition is you. Die grootste persoon wat jy elke dag moet wen, is jy. Overcome the shortcomings of yourself on a daily basis. Compete with that on a daily basis en jy is op die rechte pad.
Sure. Ek kan vereren met jou gesels, want ek denk elke een daarbuiten kan vereenselwig met dit wat jy vandag sê. En wat, en dis nie sê, dis net by die werk nie, dit kan in enige, dit kan by die huis wees, selfs, ek doen die KC at work, so dit gaan oor beroepe, maar selfs die mama, wat 'n huisvrou is, by die huis, dit is ook 'n beroep, en jy moet dit daar ook toepas.
Yes, is belangrik, ja, so, my wife, sy is nou nie het geleer vandag, ek het so bykie, spien so bykie die ochend saam met hulle.
Lekker.
So, en ek sien baie keer wat sy deur moet gaan, en sommige kere we don't take note what they went through, what they are going through, those that is home. So ek en my vrou het op die ooreenkomst gesê, laat gekom dat sy nou bykie by huis gaan wees, na die kinders kyk en so, vir my help, om die kinders groot te maak en so, en sy doen een fantastische so werk. Maar, she is facing the same things that I'm facing at the office.
Absoluut.
En as sy miskien in so'n environment is, in so'n spaces, that we have to be mindful of that. En daar is soveel goeders wat ons as entrepreneurs by hulle kan leer.
Ja.
The consistency in what they have to do daily, die uitdou vermoe wat hulle moet het, die understand, en sommige kere verstaan, ons sê, ek vraag jy nou, nee, maar hoekom is jy dan nou moeg in, you know, die type van dinge. We have to be conscious of what's happening around us. We have to be conscious of what you are facing as an entrepreneur, wat jy face as an employee, wat jy face as a, wat jy ook al is, face die ander persoon ook, miskien. Yeah. And we should make that time for each other to try and learn from one another. I learn so much from my wife. Sometimes I'm just quiet, I think, miskien, the man is net stil. But then leer ek, you know, the way she speaks to them. And I'm something that she says and implements, I think that without the knowing. And I go to my staff and I try that same thing, just in that business environment. And it works.
Yeah. Ek kan mooi boodskap hier staan. Sure, very powerful. Totally agree with you, Michelle. Really an anointed man of God. So, baie dankie.
Dankie. Glory to God. Thank you so much.
Bevan, waar kan die mense in die hande kry?
Okay, so jy kan vir my e-mail by info@businessspreadsheet.co.za. Daar is ons e-pos adres op Facebook, is daar a blad. Jy kan net search the business spreadsheet. As jy vir enige bookings of enige het in die regard, kan jy vir Angeline skakel, en ek wil gewoon net die nommerkie gee, kan jy vir Angeline skakel by 074-354-2808. Ek is beskikbaar vir kerkprate of preke, you know, specifieke onderrig aan hierdie topics wat ons vandag praat, how to do business God's way, leadership trainings, you know, sales trainings en die type motiverende praatjes en sovoorts.
So, by besighede ook?
Yes,
by besighede
ook.
I think dis so nodig. Ek het vanoggend ook vinnig op die lig genoem, ek het Thursday, my thema is Thursday Tuesdays. Waarvoor is jy dors? Dis nou nie vir 'n koppie koffie of iets nie, anders nie. Dors vir sukses, dors om te groei daar waar jy is. En toe noem ek het, in jou maatskappy, mens is so klomp personeel saam. En elkeen is verskillend. En ek glo, 'n mens moet ook saamwerk as 'n span. Mm. Want op die einde van die dag wil julle saam daai maatskappy laat groei en vorentoe beweeg en saam trots wees.
Yes.
En 'n mens moet as 'n span kan saamwerk. En dit is so moeilik. Dit is nie altyd maklik om dit te doen.
Yes.
En ek dink soos jy wat dan kom en lekker gesels weer met die mense, weer bemoedig en net weer daai saadjie plant. Hoe, waar het gaan?
Ja, is belangrik om sommige kere van buite af kyk van sommige kere kom ek gebruik 'n huwelik vir example en ons het wegbeweeg van die ding af wat so 'n bietjie met iemand anders buite praat wat nie you know vir ons altyd gewoond is nie. Dit is belangrik dat jy 'n bietjie praat met iemand van buite of laat iemand van buite inkom en 'n bietjie dinge raak sien wat jy nie raak sien nie. Want as 'n span, as jy 'n span werk, ons is so gewoond aan mekaar. Ek is so gewoond, okay, sy nog gaan inkom, die oggend gaan sy 'n koppie koffie maak en you know, en môre doen jy dit nie meer nie, dan verstaan ek nie hoekom jy dit nie meer doen nie. Ons is so gewoond aan omdat die mark so is, en so lyk ons as seil so, dan weet ons nie, dan vergeet ons sommige kere as entrepreneurs, dat daar is ander faktore wat ook 'n rol speel met ons werkers, wat bydra tot die toestand van hulle werk en die produksie van hulle werk en so. As ook belangrik dat ons ook na ons geestelike, emosionele kant moet kyk van ons werkers, you understand, of van ons as 'n span. As belangrik, you know, dat ons net mekaar voed, you understand, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So if that cup is empty, you have to refill it, refresh it, you know, and get somebody from the outside in to speak about different things, different topics, you know, and make it something consistent. Nie net vandag en dan, doen jy dit weer volgende maand, iets wat aanhoudend moet gedoen word.
Enige laaste woordjie van jou? Vir die mense daar buiten wat luister.
Om my laaste woord.
Voor ons groet. Ek weet, jy
ek
het jou laaste woord.
Ek weet nie hoekom het ek nie die een verwag, maar as so, ons vraag altyd dit op raad.
Hoe kan mys vir 'n preacher jou laaste woord?
Many years ago, I've worked in a call center, en hier was onze CEO sy statement op sy deur en het by my mees bekendste saying geraak. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure.
Sure.
So, laat die krag van die Here wat in jou is, vir jou die dryfkrag gee, vir jou die willpower gee, om meer uit te reik na dit wat vir jou kan strewe na sukses toe. Hou op bang wees dat jy gaan fail. Come I tell you now, and never forget this, failure is inevitable. Ek maak baie die snaaks klink, maar jy gaan, iewers gaan jy fail. Failure is part of the success package. You cannot be successful if you could not overcome and endure the time period of failure. So moenie bang wees vir failure. Hoe gouer jy kan fail, beter, as long as you fail forward. In order to succeed, make sure that your desire for success is greater than your fear of failure, and that there is nothing that you can do without God. Always have faith, because as an entrepreneur or any person or anything you want to achieve, even a student, remember Hebrews 11 verse 1, for faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Glo in dit wat jy nog nie kan sien nie, and you will achieve.
Daar het jy dit, dit was business preacher Bevan Jacobs, en as jy wil bespreek of boek 074-354-2808. Maak gerus kontak, ek en jy gaan nie spyt wees nie. Dankie, jy het vir my geïnspireer vandag.
Dankie.
So ek is nou weer gevoed, ek is reg vir die week wat voorlê. Baie, baie dankie.
Dankie, so plesier.
Mag jy jou prachtige dag en een mooie week verder.
Baie dankie aan u en aan Radio Keise also for being here. Ek vat nie die tyd for granted. It's really a good opportunity, and I hope that the seed that we sowed today is in good ground and that it will grow. Thank you.
Bye bye, donkey.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.